We'll presume that all the other people who are still coming are waiting in the car park, and they're about to come flocking in. So let's start, eh? Ian, kiddo, that was terrible. We're ready to go. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. We'll sit down for the first verse, but then you'll have to stand up and take your hands out of your pocket. I didn't say that. Ready? You do sound better when you are standing up and singing. I'm just saying, that last chorus, you ripped into it real well. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm introducing Ed. Ed is our neighbour, and he's embarrassed now because I've introduced him. and he's taught by Varel, who is my wife. And we also have Jen and Digby, which we really, really appreciate. Now, sit back, we've got a notices a mile long. Right, Friday Friends, next Friday, last one for 2023. Make an effort to be there any time between 10 and 11.30. Cake, chat, coffee, special treats. You don't know what those special treats are going to be, but I might sing a song. You want to find out more? Turn up on Friday. Now, next Sunday, Sunday the 26th, service will start at 10 o'clock. But if you forget and get here at 9.30, well, then we'll still be practicing and you're going to come and sing. No. If you get here at 9.30, there will be coffee, so you don't feel so bad. You just say, oh, I meant to get here at 9.30 just so I could have a coffee and a chat, okay? So the service will start at 10, but the coffee will be around at 9.30. So we'll have the service, and then we'll have a congregational meeting with elections for elders and church councillors, then a shared lunch, finger food. Now, there is a list, there are many lists in the church for you, but there is a list of, so that you can write down the finger food that you think, oh yeah, I'll bring my favourite. Sayos and Vegemite. Oh, and Rosalie and Neil aren't here. How disappointing. Rosalie's sister is travelling in Western Australia. It's that way. Western Australia at the moment. And one of the things that they subsist on, her and her husband, is sayos. They love sayos. We get all these pictures from us having sayos in Denmark. Denmark is in Western Australia, isn't it? Yeah. Us having sayos in Denmark. Us having sayos underneath a big kauri tree or whatever. Yeah. Oh dear. So if you think you'd like to bring a plate, put your name in on the form, on the sign, on the list. If you're thinking about possible nominations for councillor or elder elections, then tomorrow, the 20th, is the last day for your nomination to Trevor. Saturday market, on Saturday the 2nd of December, 10 a.m. If you're a helper, it'll be earlier than 10 a.m. There are lots of helpers needed for this. And there are also some flyers if you're wanting to go for a walk, if you need to get your hands out of your pocket. Go for a walk and pop some flyers into some letterboxes. There's some flyers out there. Books and donations of white elephants are also sought after. No, donations for the white elephants. Okay. Look what I got out. This belongs to a friend of mine. It's next day. Come down and sit down the front, you guys. When we had the Kids Bible Fun Holiday, whatever it was name was, a couple of months, last month, we had this fantastic song. It was called Be Happy. Gonna jump up and down, gonna spin right around. And we had a lovely time singing that song. So I'm going to teach that to you in a minute. You do not have to jump up and down and spin right around. In fact, I have told Jenny, if she's holding onto the microphone, she is not allowed to jump up and down and spin right around, because she would tie herself in knots with the microphone. And then we would have no Jenny for the rest of the service as we're trying to disentangle her. But I'll teach you the song in a little while. But I was thinking about being happy and how sometimes different things make us happy. Okay, now, do you want me to put it in the middle? Oh, just for the people at home. Just for the people at home. Oh, thank you. Nice to have a person who had 4-week beeps rather than just my two. Oh no! How can you be so strong? Okay. So, I'm sure that many of you have seen this kind of thing where it's a continuum between how did we rate our service today? You know, you go and finish it, putting petrol in your car or going to a Foodland or wherever, and they ask you to rate the service between 1 and 10. Sad face, happy face. In the middle it's a... Oh, okay, yeah, that's okay. So some things make us feel yes, and some things make us feel, that's okay. So I want to tell you something that makes me feel yes. Okay? So something that makes me feel yes, it's an 8 or a 9 or a 10 out of 10. 8, 9, 10, and here is 1, 2, two, three, four, five, six. Oh, seven doesn't rain. Okay. So, sometimes things that I rate as a 8 or a 9 might not be the things that you rate as an 8 or a 9. Black tea, cup of black tea. Yes, that would be for me 9 or 10. Would you rate a cup of black tea for anything? No. For a cup of black tea to be down here, wouldn't it? What would be your favourite drink, do you think? My favourite drink is a cup of black tea, and your favourite drink is?
Lemonade.
Well, lemonade for you would be up here. Yep. Lemonade for me would be there. But sometimes I put water in my lemonade. Too fizzy for me. Too fizzy for me. I had to check with Varel, because she thinks I'm a weirdo, but crikey, I married her. I always say, I asked her and she said yes. What about you, Sam? What's your favourite drink? Favourite drink? What do you reckon?
Coke,
yeah, we'll see. Coke for me would be 6 or 7 or 5. So we're all different. We all have different things that make us feel different. And what we feel like today might be different to the way we feel tomorrow. Because, like, the weekend, do you feel better on the weekend? Do you feel better on the weekend, or are you happier in the school day? Like, it's 9:45 now. Tomorrow at 9:45 at school on a Monday, where would you be feeling? Where in the numbers from 1 to 10 at 9:45 on a school day? Tired? So where would you be? 6 or 7 or 8, what do you reckon? Or 4 or 5? I'm not going to tell your teacher, don't worry. I'm not going to tell your teacher. I'm not going to tell your teacher and say, do something with this person. What about you, Sam? 9:45 tomorrow, where do you think you normally rake on a Monday morning? 1, 10, 10, 10. Good, yep. Might be doing sport, might be having your favourite lesson of maths or whatever, so that's fantastic. But for 9:45 for me tomorrow morning, let me tell you, it would be very happy but very slow. Energy level would be right down, okay? So I'd be doing a quiz or a crossword or whatever. I'd be 8 or 9 happy, but my energy level would be 1, 2, and 3. So we're all doing lots of things at different levels, right? I'm going to have a practice in a minute singing this song. I'm going to jump up and down and spin right around, singing it about number 3. I'm going to jump up and down, going to spin right around. Okay, so we're going to try singing it at number 3 or 4. And then we'll sing it up at number 8 or 9. Okay, so we're all doing different things all the time. We have different levels of energy, but if you think, can I just have the words of that song, Ken, please? What's the word at the end of the third line? Forever? I'm going to praise your name forever. That doesn't change. Okay? So that will always be forever. Up this end. All right? Always. Sorry, I meant to be standing over here. My apologies. People at home just hear my voice. I thought of having a cardboard cutout, which might be good. Going to praise your name forever. That is always up there. Going to always praise your name. Okay? That doesn't change. I might change how I feel. I might change what I'm doing. But I'm going to praise your name forever. That will always be the same. Let's see if we can sing that song, this song. It's going to be impossible. But see if we can sing out this song at an energy level of 3 or 4. Ready? So, ready? About this beat. 1, 2, 3. Gonna jump up and down, gonna spin right around, gonna praise your name forever. Gonna shout out loud, got the death on the crowd, gonna say my praise to heaven. Ooh. A little boring, don't you think? So we are going to have a practice singing this song energy level, hands out of your pocket, singing this song, energy level 8, 9 or 10, okay? We're going to sit down to start with and then see if it feels any better standing up, okay? We're going to sit down to start with and then try standing up. Ready? So, oh, I'm going to sit down too. Ready, you guys? One, nice and fast. One, two, three.
Good morning, everybody. Today's reading is from John chapter 17, verses 16 to 12 and 16 to 20. You have given me some followers from this world, and I have shown them what you are like. They were yours, but you gave them to me, and they have obeyed you. They know that you gave me everything I have. I told my followers what you told me, and they accepted it. They know I come from you, and they believe you are the one who sent me. I am praying for them, but not for those who belong to this world. My followers belong to you, and I am praying for them. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. They will bring glory to me. Holy Father, I am no longer in this world. I am coming to you, but my followers are still in the world. So keep them safe by the power of your name you have given me. Then they will be one with each other, just as you and I are one. While I was with them, I kept them safe by the power you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost, except the one who had to be lost. This happened so that what the scriptures say would come true. They don't belong to this world, neither do I. Your word is the truth, so let this truth make them completely yours. I am sending them into the world, just as you sent me. I have given myself completely for their sake, so they may belong completely to the truth. I am not praying just for these followers. I'm also praying for everyone else who will have faith because of what my followers will say about me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, church. Please join me in praying for others. Loving Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the depths of your love for us, for your forgiveness and grace. And we pray that you will guide us as we pray for others. Lord, we continue to pray for your world torn apart by divisions and strife, as we daily see the heartache of families torn apart via the news, etc. We pray for all nations, where people continue to suffer through the thoughtlessness of war. Gracious God, we pray for the strength of those during the hardship, And we give thanks for those transporting food and essentials into the war-torn areas. Watch over them and guide them, we pray. And lead all those in authority worldwide back into the ways of peace, to heal what is damaged and to unite what has been torn apart as we continue to pray for peace in our world. And Lord, we pray for the leaders of our nation, both federal and state, that decisions made will bring support and understanding to all in need. We pray also for the Vines Church as we prepare for our congregational meeting and the Christmas markets. Guide us and grant our leadership discernment and wisdom in all needs, and that we may be guided by your Holy Spirit and rejoice in our interaction with all visitors. And Lord, we give thanks for David Pryor's ongoing recovery, and we pray for the opportunity for the family to share for Christmas together. And dear Lord, we place our worries in your hands. We place our sick under your care and humbly ask that you restore our servants to health again. But above all, grant us the grace to acknowledge your will and know that whatever you do for the love of us. Amen. Please join me as we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Mrs. Lane. Be still and know that I am God. No jumping up and down and spinning right around. Just hang back there, sit down, sing it, and enjoy. Footsteps and watch over us on every path that we follow. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I like this sitting down on this. I don't walk out of sight then.
Who would do that?
I do it all the time. I'm a wanderer, so this keeps me locked into one spot. It's interesting, isn't it, the world we live in. There are more lonely people in our time than ever before. There are more people who feel powerless than at any other time. You know, I find it fascinating. I had to go into Centrelink a few weeks ago, and they had all the Perspex screens wherever you sat down with somebody in the office to protect the people. Why? Because people who feel powerless often were tending towards violence. And the number of people who talk to me about the powerless to change anything. Our NBN is on Optus. You see? And unlike all of the rest of the world who were back on by the 6:30 on the same night, we didn't get back on until the next day. But do you think that I could ring anybody at Optus and say, excuse me, we're not back on? Yeah. How, you know, they all have contact us. You know, they have all the little contact us stuff on the web page. And, you know, I actually think they have design systems so that you can't contact them. And you're all giggling because you actually feel like that a lot of the time. You know, there's that wonderful opening scene in the best exotic Marigold Hotel. Do you remember it where, I can't think of which actor, actress it was, or actor, they all like to be that now, whose husband has died and she's trying to get through to the electricity company to change the account and no one will talk to her because she's not her husband. I'm sure when you stop and think about it, you'll remember the scene. Those feelings of powerlessness and insignificance and loneliness are pervasive around us. People feel incredibly alone and particularly disregarded. That is a common feeling around us in the world today. But it is not the feeling that Christ would have us have. We're looking at the joys of discipleship and we're going to talk about intimacy. But before I do that, just to touch base with all the lonely people, can I say that one of the most powerful things you can do for somebody who is feeling alone and disregarded is to remember their name. Now, you might find that difficult. I do. But I have learnt some tricks to make it easier. And so, if I had just met Ian for the first time today, because he's got his hands out of his pocket now. Okay, you know, one of the ways to help you remember the name is you've been introduced to Ian. Say, oh, it's lovely to meet you, Ian. Use the name immediately. And then within the next 20 minutes, try to use it at least 3 more times. Really simple trick, but gee, it helps me a lot, Ian. Just a simple thing. Why do I tell you that? It's because one of the things for loneliness is that people feel that nobody notices them or nobody values them. The very first thing that you can do is value someone. But let's talk about intimacy. I love the bit in Genesis where it says that God walked in the coolness of the evening in the garden with Adam and Eve before the fall. Do you remember that? Or has it slipped past you like it slips past many people? Go and read it again. You know, God walked in the coolness of the evening with Adam and Eve. Now, I don't know about you, but a walk at either end of the day is special. When I got here this morning, the birds were calling in that summer way. You know, the crows were doing their summer thing. You know, and in the cool of the evening, when you walk, do you notice that the smell of the flowers hangs around in the cool of the evening? Oh, maybe it's just me. Maybe that's the only time my nose works. You know, but there is something special about walking in the cool of the evening. And if you, you know, in every community that you go to, you know, a lot of people walk together in the evening as a mark of intimacy. When we went to Ruten, yeah, nobody knows where it is. Ruten is actually about 80 kilometres inland from Labuan Bajo. Still struggling. Labuan, sorry, I set that up. That was naughty of me, wasn't it? I could have said it differently, but that was more fun. Okay, but Labuan Bajo is on the island of Flores, which is in Indonesia, about two islands to the east of Bali. Old Portuguese colony. Got some of the best snorkeling around, and they have these things near there called Komodo dragons. We didn't see one, actually. I'm very pleased to say I had no interest. But when we went to Ruteng, which is 80 kilometres inland, it was fascinating. We got there in the late afternoon, and as the sun was going down, I reckon half the town was out walking in the coolness of the evening. Completely different culture. But there was an intimacy. They were talking, they were holding hands, they were walking, they were talking to each other and talking to their neighbours. It was very powerful as a mark of intimacy. Very powerful as a mark of people being together. And if you go to Matthew 23, you'll find that Jesus talks about intimacy. He says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who stone the prophets, how I long to gather you in like..." Come on, who knows it? "A mother hen gathers her chicks." Yeah? Jesus wants intimacy. And if you were to reread that passage from John 17 again, particularly verse 19, Jesus says, "I gave myself completely for them." Jesus wants intimacy. God wants intimacy. The very desire of our God is to be intimate with us, that we should know him as a friend. Now, I hate "Jesus is my boyfriend" songs with a passion. But there is a friend sense in which Jesus wants to be our best mate. Jesus wants to be close to us because we matter to him. Remember, it says your name is written in the book of life. We are not forgotten. We are valued, some of the things we discuss are unavoidable, and we are treasured by Jesus. And one of the joys of discipleship is that that intimacy grows. So how does it grow? And how can we make it grow? Well, let's talk first about how it grows and then how we can help it to grow after that. How does our intimacy with Jesus grow? It grows when we engage with him in all of the ordinary stuff of our lives. You know, I hear all these people who go, "Oh, I found a car park because I prayed for it." And I went, "Well, how did you find a car park? You would have had your eyes closed." I don't like praying for car parks. But I get the motivation of people who want Jesus to be involved in the everyday stuff of their life. Excuse me, I'm just going to grab the water. Or else my throat will dry out completely. So the first thing is to involve Jesus in the everyday stuff of life. The other is to involve Jesus in the non-ordinary stuff of life. My wife first got breast cancer about 17 or 18 years ago. We're very fortunate. We live on 3/4 of an acre, and on 3 sides of us we don't have any neighbours. So when I went up to the back of the block and told Jesus what I really thought, there was nobody around to hear the swearing. That was a moment of intimacy, funnily enough. My heart was breaking and I felt powerless to do anything for my wife. And I was at my wit's end. And I let God have a salvo. Now, you know, when we look at the scriptures, we see that David and others kind of told God what they really thought on quite a few occasions. But it's when we have the courage to actually share those difficult moments and our difficulties, when we become vulnerable and show that we're not in control, that we don't know what to do, that we're powerless and almost hopeless. That's not quite the right word. It's kind of helpless, kind of hopeless, kind of somewhere in between. It's when we're in that sort of place and we share that openly and honestly with God without being the ones to solve it, but the ones who are carrying it and bringing it to their Lord. But then we build intimacy. It's when we are working for Jesus that we find that intimacy grows. You know, I don't know about other ministers, I only know about me, but often when I'm in the midst of something really important, I have got no idea what I'm going to do next. I'm not supposed to admit that. But I often feel that I don't know what's coming next, and it's like, God help me because I'm stuck here. Huh? And it's true. But it's as in our vulnerability we make ourselves open for God to work through it that we actually engage with God on a deeper and more intimate level. So those are some of the things about growing intimacy. There are many others: regular prayer and Bible reading, even having a favourite nickname for God. I have one friend of mine who calls him the big fella upstairs. That grates on me, but hey, it works for them. You know, that level of ordinary talking and sharing with God is important. So then, what can we do to grow intimacy with God? Well, the first is to be honest with your emotions. To be truly open with somebody else is a mark of vulnerability, but it's also a mark of intimacy. When at home there are things not going quite as you want in the relationship and you have the courage to actually say, look, I'm not good with this, I'm not good in myself, but we need to talk about it. That sort of open vulnerability can be very powerful. And it's the same with God. When we admit that things aren't going as well in our relationship with Jesus as we would like, then we find that we can talk about it and that we will grow closer to God. So being aware of our emotions, being open about our emotions, to grow into being people who treasure the God who loves them. and are prepared to let him see them as themselves. The no lies place, where you're not lying to God about who you are, as if God couldn't see through you. You know? The second is humility. To actually know that if you're going to be intimate with God, that you don't have all the answers. I hate to tell you this, but God knows more than you do. You know, God knows us powerfully. And that's a very important place to be. So humility with God. Offering ourselves in our brokenness, in our incompleteness, actually builds intimacy. And that is incredibly powerful. To come from that place of powerlessness that comes with humility is incredibly life-changing. And if you don't believe me, just think back to the time of the slaves in America who were completely powerless. And yet their relationship with God was so intimate. I mean, swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. How many other Negro spirituals do you actually deep down know? And though they express an utter reliance on God, that comes from their humility of knowing that they had nothing to offer. So open to our emotions, humble, but also being prepared to give time. We live in a world where most people feel that they're time poor. If they turned off their phones, they'd get a lot back. But that's another story. We live in a time where in an age where we find it difficult to find time. Let me encourage you to commit to time with God. It can be reading the Bible. It can be praying. It can be looking at the stars at night and experiencing awe and wonder. It can be listening to the songs of birds, wondering why they sing far more than they actually need to. It can be seeing the wonders of the colours of Adelaide Hills rosellas. I'm sure you'd get them here. We get them at our place. You know, this is still Adelaide Hills, I think. Or even looking at the trees. Spending time with awe and wonder and in the presence of God. Prayer and Bible reading are great ways to do that. But to actually engage deeply with awe and wonder is actually a better way. Because in it, we engage with deeper levels. You know, I love watching sets of waves. You know, sets of seven, the fourth one's always the biggest. Build up, so the fourth one. Now, Digby would know that because he's a surfer. You know? But to see God's world, to see God, and then when you hear the stories of people and you see people's lives change, it's just an incredibly powerful thing. It's that place of awe and wonder that helps to deepen our intimacy with God. And finally, play. Play is one of the most wonderful things. I was watching Kristen and Tiana dancing, you know. They were both spinning around. Did you not notice? Maybe I was just closer so I could see it. But any child who's playing, there's a deep sense of joy in it, isn't there? All of your grandparents, of course, think that your grandchildren are the best. And they are for you. Mine are the best for me. You know, but to see children playing with joy and wonder, and for us to come before God with a sense of joy and play, is a wonderful thing. And if you don't believe me that God has a sense of play and wonder, go and read Job, starting about chapter 39 and read to the end of the book. Were you there? You know, when you there when the mountain lion gave birth to a young? Were you there when I stretched the stars across the sky? Were you there when Leviathan stirred from the deep? They're just a few of the lines from there. It's just a... Go and read it. It's a joy. It's fun. God has a sense of fun. People say God's got a sense of humour, and he has, but more importantly, he has a sense of fun. So, how can we build intimacy? Openness to our feelings. How can we build intimacy, including God, in the everyday? How can we build intimacy? By spending time with God, with awe and wonder and joy and reading the Bible and praying. How can we build intimacy? By playing in the presence of God. In a world where loneliness and disempowerment engage our society at very deep levels, the ways for us to experience something different is to experience that intimacy with God and to do it in some of the ways I've suggested. But you'll have your own ways of intimacy. Do not underestimate them. And do not think because I've suggested others that yours are less valuable. The ways that we are intimate with our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ are incredibly valuable. Don't lose sight of them. Spend time with God because there is great richness in that closeness that comes with the Father. We're going to sing, I think, aren't we?
We sure are. Well, I'm going to, and I hope other people sing with us.
Okay, if this is the song I think it is. For many years, is this It Only Takes a Spark? It
certainly is.
Okay, for many years I used to come up Taps. Sorry, I can say that. You're locals, you get it. And you get to the top, and just by the reservoir, there was a little sign which swung in the breeze. It Only Takes a Spark, which was an anti-bushfire message. And I must admit that every time I sing this song, I have a mental picture of that sign. I hope I haven't ruined it for you.
It only takes a spark. It doesn't take much.
It doesn't.
And that spark could be you remembering somebody's name. That's a challenge. Very good. It's a challenge. Okay. Let's do the intro.
don't have to do anything special to have God with you. God wants to be with you. As we heard in Genesis, he loved to walk in the cool of the evening with Adam and Eve. We heard Jesus wanting to enfold the people of Jerusalem. God wants to be with you. Open your eyes and take it in. Spend time with Jesus this week because he wants to spend time with you.
Amen. One, two, three. I'll shout it right.